This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios with you on this Tuesday evening. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, listen, it's dreadful times for the Atlanta Falcons, and I know a lot of emotional reaction about what will happen, what could happen, what might happen, what may not even happen.
C'est la vie, John. C'est la vie.
Yeah. I mean, the great Robbie Neville bringing us back. So let's set up the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy who is in tune with the NFL, covers the NFL, NFL draft especially, our buddy Eric Edholm. Check him out, his work check out his work at NFL.com, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Eric_Edholm. Eric, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show in Atlanta. It's not really good times right now as a Falcons fan. It's kind of rough here.
I understand why. I really do. You know, I mean, it hurts more, obviously, because of the division they're in, right? I mean, if you're having a 6-8 season, things aren't going your way. It's probably not a pleasant experience anyway. But, you know, there were some expectations coming into the season, maybe quiet ones. But I think, you know, cautiously optimistic people said, like myself, I mean, I thought they could maybe win that division. I thought they and the Saints were kind of the two best position teams, and maybe the Bucks too. But it's kind of gotten away from them, you know, like some of these fourth quarters have. I mean, that's just the way to spin it. I mean, there was that brief little hope, win over the Saints. The Jets thing wasn't pretty, and it's just kind of tumbled from there recently.
Well, you know, Eric, I have consistently said, I mean, the biggest disappointment for me this year, when you look at the caliber of teams that they've played, when you look at the caliber of quarterbacks, whether it's new start guys
right,
coming back from injury, you look at the head coaches. I mean, you look at you. You will never get a more advantageous schedule ever, probably as a franchise, than what the Falcons have had this year, and they have not been able to capitalize on a single solitary bit of it.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. You know, and you know, I think it puts a little bit of a, you know, perspective on what the defense has done, because, I mean, statistically, I mean, again, I haven't really looked in the last 10 minutes or anything, but, you know, they've been in that top 10 or 12 range in a lot of defensive categories for big chunks of the year. But then obviously in some key games where you see higher point totals, you know, more drives late in the game given up, things like that. And then put the perspective you just did on. And I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was quite as bad until I sort of rolled through the teams that you mentioned. And so, yeah, it's true. And when you have those things roll in your favor, you never apologize for them. You have to take advantage of them, right? You say, let's go. This is our – I mean, there were how many invitations throughout the season, right? I mean, every Bucks loss, every Saints loss, yep. It was just like somebody step up in this division. And – Right now, it seems like it's Tampa.
Well, Eric, as I always say, there are no BCS computers or Harris polls in or playoff committees in the NFL. Like, just win, and it doesn't matter. But so let me ask. Let me ask you about something involved with the draft, because what I said tonight earlier in the show, at this point, I don't want to hear best available. I don't want to hear about best fit or this, that. You have to, wherever you draft, whether you win the division and you're 19-20 or whether you're in the top 10, you know, out of the playoffs, you have to draft a first-round quarterback. And when I look at this draft, I think there are a sprinkling of guys, but it feels like, and I want to get your first blush on this, it feels like you have a group of guys that could be more toward the top in Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels. And then you have that next group where there's going to be a gap of guys in between, and then maybe late teens, 20s, where you get into the Bo Nix and the Michael Penix and guys like that. Are you looking at it that way? Like, in your early blush analysis, is it kind of shaping up that way, or do you see a lot of those guys more together?
Yeah, so I think, you know, and I have to be careful because I'm not allowed to officially project underclassmen. Wink, wink. I think we all kind of know anybody who's spent, you know, more than 2 minutes looking at the draft so far, you know, you kind of have an idea who's projected to be 1, 2, 2, 1. You get the idea. I think you're right on about Daniels right now being in that third spot, but I would give him a fighter's chance to infiltrate the top of the draft. So that really presents some interesting scenarios, obviously, and you know, kind of gives us a repeat of last year a little bit. I mean, I think a step up, you know, the volume cranked up to 11 on this group compared to last year, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Still some questions about all these guys, not perfect, you know, specimens or anything that we're looking at as generational, but potentially generational with Caleb and May. And certainly Daniels had one of the best seasons we've seen in forever. So, I mean, I think that's right. I would say, I don't know that I'm hearing at least what I had heard up until a certain point. I haven't made a lot of calls recently, but I don't think Michael Penix is the first round pick. And you could talk me into Bo Nix in that kind of Will Levis range a little bit, but we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we don't know who's going to the Senior Bowl and whatnot, and we don't know, you know, who all's in the draft pool from the quarterback. We know Carson Beck's coming back, so yeah, it's an interesting group. It really is. We knew it'd be deeper than last year, and I think it is. But you know, it's got some similar qualities to it. Maybe just a tiny bit better overall.
And Eric, has maybe some of that depth been hurt because we do know Carson Beck is coming back. Riley Leonard is coming back. I mean, so there are some guys that are, you know, coming back to college, even if it's, you know, again, going Riley Leonard going to Notre Dame or whatever. But, you know, still, those are some guys that would be in the mix as far as, you know, your top 10, 12 quarterbacks and things like that. So is it, you know, first blush, is it kind of more top heavy and we're losing some of that depth?
Top heavy and bottom heavy, I think, is how I would describe it. Meaning, I think there are draftable quarterbacks who are not players that you're realistically thinking about in, before day three, but they have some traits, or they, you know, they've got something interesting about them. So, you know, yeah, I think the we never really seem to get a ton of those second and third rounders. Obviously, Ridder in that class was an unusual one. That was probably the most we'd had in that range in a long time. So it ends up being kind of first round or, you know, really high second, and then a little bit of a gap until we get to the next batch. And I think that's probably how it's going to be, more of the end of the draft kind of quarterbacks.
Are you of my thinking that I don't know how you can't, if you're the Falcons, I don't know how you can't draft a quarterback in the first round. Like, I understand GMs talk about best available and all.
Yeah.
When you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you have, and again, the reality is they draft a quarterback in the first round, it won't work out. I can live with that because, again, that's the league. But you have to throw your darts at those guys, right? I mean, you have to be willing to risk your draft capital to find one of those guys. Again, nobody knew that Pat Mahomes was going to be a multi-time, three-time Super Bowl champion when they drafted him, but it came out that way. And I'm not saying, I'm not comparing everybody, but again, you don't find those guys usually in the fourth, fifth round. You have to draft them in the first round.
Right. Or what I think might be an option for a team like the Falcons is to kick the tires on a Justin Fields trade. You know, I mean, I don't know that the Bears are going to be exceptionally greedy with that. I mean, if they end up moving him, this is all kind of just hypothetical, right? Let's say they've seen Fields' peak, and it's pretty good. I mean, like, you know, it's not like Justin Fields hasn't played some good football the last 2 years. He really has, but you know, there's always this sense in Chicago of, like, I think they had their sights set super high. Like, this is going to be our nuclear weapon like everyone else has. And, you know, it's not quite that. So, obviously, we know, you know, the connections to the area are one thing. But I think he would also mesh really well with the, you know, the offensive talent the Falcons have put together. That, you know, that would be a fun offense to see in the right hands. And, you know, I think there's obviously something to work with there. I really do. I mean, it's crazy they haven't been able to score more, right? And when you step back and think about it, you built that offensive line, you paid some guys, you have those first-round pick skill guys. I mean, it's got to come together better
next year. You got to have that trigger, man. I mean, you got to have that trigger, man, Eric. I mean, you got to be able to have that trigger guy, you know, to have all those weapons. So, Eric Edholm covers the NFL and NFL draft. Check out all of his work at NFL.com. Follow him on his personal Twitter page at Eric_Edholm. He joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. As always, Eric, appreciate a few minutes on the show, buddy. Thanks for your time. We will chat again very soon here.
Have a great night. Have a great holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.